Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. We confront a woman who runs a charity that tugs at your heartstrings. The question is, where does the money go? We're keeping them honest. We begin tonight, keeping them honest, with a woman who's been making money by tugging at your heartstrings and playing to your patriotism. Her name is Terry Crisp. She runs a charity that claims to reunite military dogs with personnel they serve with overseas. And what could be more heartwarming and patriotic than that, right? Well, she said the program called Baghdad Pups and her charity, SPCA International, were all about helping the troops.
SPCA International is, you know, certainly going to do everything we can to continue to support the military. Hopefully the wars will come to an end and we won't be doing anything as dramatic as this. But, you know, we've become real attached to the fact that military personnel love their animals. And we want to do everything we can to keep them together.
Well, sounds great. It's a noble thing to do, right? If, in fact, that is what Terry Crisp is doing. Instead, keeping them honest tonight, CNN's Drew Griffin has discovered that only a slim fraction of the $26 million that woman raised could even possibly have gone toward rescuing dogs. And as you'll see, the charity watchdog group has serious doubts about how even that slim fraction was spent. As they put it, the numbers just don't seem to add up. The appeal, though, reuniting dogs and troops, is powerful. Just as it was 6.5 years ago after Hurricane Katrina, when Terry Crisp was running an operation called Noah's Wish, and the appeal then was to help reunite pets and survivors. New Orleans, Terry Crisp of Noah's Wish is in Sacramento, California. She joins me tonight. Terry, good to see you.
Good to see you, Anderson, too.
And you brought an animal with you.
Yeah, this is Tabasco. He's one of the survivors of Hurricane Katrina. He was found on a washing machine in a house that flooded, and he, his sister, his mother, and another dog all survived.
Well, turns out, though, and I didn't know it at the time, there were serious questions, too, about Noah's Wish and a legal settlement with the state of California. Now, we've been reporting on this for weeks now as part of a continuing investigation into the people asking you for money, into charities, and what they do with the money they raise. One thing we have not been able to do is confront Terry Crisp. That is, until tonight. Here's Drew Griffin.
It is the televised appeal on CNN's HLN.
Our salute to the troops today is actually live in the studio with...
That so many of you found outrageous.
Sitting right beside Nugget is Terry with the SPCA, and Ivy's down at my feet.
March of 2011, Terry Crisp with SPCA International was telling our viewers Ivy and Nugget...
Just look at that face.
...were two bomb-sniffing dogs that had worked for a U.S. contractor in Iraq and had been essentially abandoned by the company. She rescued them and was trying to find them homes. Along for the visit was an unwitting retired military dog handler. HLN anchor Robin Mead understandably couldn't believe the story.
So how is it that they fall through the cracks and get stranded there? That's unthinkable to me.
It is unthinkable, and that's why SPCA International is making sure that these dogs don't get forgotten and that they get brought home.
It turns out Ivy and Nugget were not abandoned. They were donated, taken from their adoptive homes in Iraq, a military contractor tells CNN, after Terry Crisp asked for them. The military contractor, Reed Security, told CNN they had no idea Crisp would use Ivy and Nugget as fundraising tools in the United States. For weeks, CNN has been trying to track down Crisp. First, we were told by her spokesperson she was unavailable. This week, we drove to Terry Crisp's rural home down this dirt road in the foothills of California's Sierra Nevada and found Crisp driving straight toward us.
Ms. Crisp, it's Drew Griffin with CNN. We'd sure like to talk to you.
Terry Crisp, dog in hand, got out of her car and walked right up to our camera and acted like she was about to answer our questions.
This is not the place to do an interview.
Well, what is the place to do an interview? Because we've been trying to get an interview with you for a long, long time, specifically to ask you about Operation Baghdad Pups.
Yeah. Stephanie Scott, our director of communications, has communicated with you directly.
Yeah, I understand that. But can you tell us why you came on CNN and basically lied to our viewers about Ivy and Nugget?
You need to talk to Stephanie.
I think you need to talk to our viewers and explain to us what Operation Baghdad Pups is all about, because it appears to be just a fundraising effort for your lifestyle and Quadriga art, quite frankly.
Well, like I said again, you just need to contact Stephanie. All of our interviews are coordinated through her. We've offered to do them with you.
You've been on our air, ma'am. You've told our viewers that Ivy and Nugget were abandoned military contract dogs, which we've confirmed they were not. Basically lying to our viewers, and I know you got an outpouring of support and most likely money after that appearance. I mean, our viewers feel like they, and so do we. CNN feels like we were lied to. You have any explanation for how that happened?
This, like I said, is not the time and place. We're happy to talk to you. Everything has to be coordinated through our director of communications.